This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been, what, 7 or so games since that 2017 meeting. So it's a lot in a small window of time since 2020, I believe. It's, you know, a lot of respect for them, and certainly they've won quite a few championships. And, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity this weekend. It should be a good game and a good matchup.
I mean, I guess you could say that. It should be a good matchup. I'm with Sean McDermott on this. He kind of says that every week, but I'm with him on this in this case.
McDermott holds up.
Sean McDermott on WGR earlier today. Anything you missed, check it out on the Odyssey app. On the line now, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Sam Paniatovich. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today. I mean, right now. On the BetMGM app, also be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more. Just search, wait for it, BetQL Daily, wherever you find your podcast.
That's the way. That's sharp right there.
Sam, let me just start with this. If I might, I did something today I would not recommend for sane people.
Okay.
I bet the Browns to make the playoffs. 50 to 1.
Whoa. Why?
He loves to lose, Sam.
He does.
He loves to lose.
50 to 1. Isn't there going to be a pretty bad AFC playoff team that you're like, wow, this is bleak? And at 2-7, okay, probably not. Why it's 50 to 1? You know, Sam, you got to explain to people that's a good price. So
I love the price conversation because you're right. It's a good price. There's a reason the price is that high.
Yes.
So they got Steelers, Broncos, Steelers, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens on the schedule. You did look at the schedule, right?
I did. It's a bet against Pittsburgh. They play them twice in the next 4 weeks. And let's see. I'm remembering now my grandmother when she was maybe in her 90s.
Wow, this segment is a ride already, Sam.
She claimed to have seen an ad on public television for like a $20 car. And my father was just beside himself. He's like, what is this car going to do? It's a great price, but what you actually expect to drive a car that costs $20 or something like that? It was 100. I don't even know. But it was just like, he was just absolutely perplexed by this idea. Maybe this is akin to buying, you know, a $100 car. I don't know. But
I can tell you that two things. Number one, 50 to 1 is the price for the Browns to make the playoffs. It's also the exact same price as Caleb Williams to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Do you think that's going to happen?
I'll go first. No.
Can we do a minute on that?
I'm gonna get to my second point. My second point is one time my grandmother put it wasn't warm at the time. She put a glass of milk in the microwave for like 20 minutes. It exploded and ruined the microwave. So there's my grandmother's story.
So who will win offensive? Does it have to be Daniels anymore?
It doesn't necessarily have to be, but I mean, mathematically, we're talking about a guy who has, you know, about a 90% chance to do it. Now, injury would negate a lot of that price. And, you know, I heard this rumor, like, well, he had a cut on his hand. I'm like, shut up. We were talking about him as a Hall of Famer a month ago. Now he has a little cut on his hand and he can't perform. Like, I don't want to hear it. I hate how we elevate these rookies too quick. That's a different conversation for a different day. You know who's on line two right now? Bo Nix.
Yeah.
And that's, look, I mean, Jaden Daniels to date has been better than Bo Nix. I'm not going to wiggle out of this and say that, you know, Nix is better than Daniels, because that's ridiculous. But in terms of the playoff standings right now, the Broncos are on line seven in the AFC, and the Commanders are on line seven in the NFC. Statistically, Daniels much better, but the more film there is on him, the easier it's been to prepare for him. He's going to have better numbers than Nix, but what happens if Denver wins a playoff spot and Washington doesn't? I think we do have to have that conversation. Bo Nix, you can find like 14-1 right now. I'd certainly rather bet that than lay 2,000 to win 100 on Daniels. But what a fall from grace for Caleb, guys. Holy cow. I mean, number one overall pick, preseason favorite to win the award, and now 50-1 through 10 weeks. That is abysmal.
Another thing against Daniels is this rib injury. Like, there's been a lot of conversation after they're in primetime last night, and he's just not as dangerous running as he was prior to the injury. The splits on it are pretty stark.
He's not doing it.
Right. Because he just, you know, I'm assuming he's not quite right and probably won't be. I mean, it's just the kind of thing that happens. So he's still playing to his credit and being effective throwing the ball, but his numbers are not what they were, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
It'll be a fun race. I would love to see some competition. I don't think minus 2,000 is the right price. You know, some books are a little bit lower on Daniels. You know the race I can't wait for, and I sent Michael this maybe a month ago. I bet Barkley at a couple prices. I have him like 20-1 and 30-1 to win the offensive player of the year.
Wow.
Guys, that market is going to be a freaking war between Derrick Henry and Barkley. So Henry at MGM is even money, plus 100. Barkley's $1.75. The gap is tightening severely. Pittsburgh also is number two against the run. And Pittsburgh can maybe negate a lot of what he does this weekend. It's going to be a fun race, though, between Henry and Barkley. I will, at the end of the season, because you know I'm like handcuffed in my house right now during football. I can't go anywhere. But if Barkley can win this award, I'm going to win a lot of money. I will come out to Buffalo and take the boys out. That will happen. Right.
Wow, look at
now
you.
Now I'm involved.
Yeah, wow. What do I need to happen again? Barkley. Okay, go Barkley.
Could anybody else win? Chase? Jefferson? Could anybody else win?
It feels like you could probably draw the line there. And then I also heard this guy in Vegas who bets professionally say, well, what happens if Allen wins the MVP and they give Lamar the offensive player of the year? And I thought, don't give me that. I don't want to hear that right now. But, it does sort of make sense. I also laughed, too. A month ago on the show, we were talking about Lamar and Mahomes. Lamar has 26 touchdowns, I believe. Mahomes has 13. Total. But to think that Mahomes is the MVP of the league continues to be hilarious to me.
7-1 now. Can we talk about MVP now for a minute? So Jackson is close to even money, which is pretty good. Allen plus 375. How would you, like, with how you're feeling about Sunday, Sam, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, then Kansas City, Buffalo, there'll be some movement here. I mean, maybe a lot, depending on how Sunday goes. Is the MVP stuff something you would kind of want to play like an advance line or something, given how you feel about Sunday, or maybe not?
You know, I'm not involved. I have Allen at 9-1. I'm very happy about that, given where his current market is. I mean, this could change, but it could also stay the same. If both teams win, if Baltimore and Buffalo both win, nothing's going to change that much. If both teams lose, nothing's going to change that much. Where you'll see the big shift in the market is if Josh Allen comes out, you know, scores three touchdowns, beats Kansas City, hands them their first loss, and the Ravens lose to the Steelers, then we're talking about Monday morning Josh Allen is favored to win the MVP.
Right.
But if you're shooting the barrel at bad numbers, like if you're getting involved now for the first time on Lamar or Josh Allen at even money and 350 or 4-1, you're not getting a fair shake. You're literally jumping on the end of the train as the train is ripping away from the station. But, you know, Jalen Hurts has moved quite a bit. He was 40-1 3 weeks ago. Now he's 12-1. I don't think it's Burrow because they just can't win. They can't win any games or win enough, rather. I just wonder, man. I wonder if Allen, like we talked about this last week with Bulldog. I was like, how are we feeling? Are we nervous yet? Are we nervous? And he's like, not yet, not yet. How do we feel about Bills Chiefs? I need to get the pulse of the room.
We're having a weird week, Sam, because for me, and I only speak for myself, I don't know, my sense is I have a significant amount of company within the fan base, but certainly not every, because there's always a, I want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I win every game and I want to kill them because I hate Patrick Mahomes and like whatever. For me, I can't shake the feeling of waking up Monday morning with the Bills 8-3 having lost to Kansas City and still having a 4 and maybe even still a 5-game lead in the division. Like without a fire burning beneath my feet, I can't get all wrapped up in the anxiety of how I know this is a big game. It's a great matchup and it matters for the seeding. I mean, the Bills still have a look at the 1 seed. So like I certainly want them to win and I recognize the, the value of the win. The equation isn't complete for me if the downside doesn't exist. And I don't feel like there's that much downside.
It's hard to really get involved for me from a betting standpoint at the current number. Buffalo, 2.5-point favorites. People won't want to hear this. I think if you can do a two-team six-point teaser, holy cow, Kansas City out to 8.5. Tease that with somebody else, that's probably a winner. I'm not saying the Bills are going to lose. I don't know that Buffalo is going to win by 10 or more. I mean, the injury list is important. Kincaid's status is important. I saw that Coleman's out again, right?
And Kincaid is already out. Yeah. So
and then what's up with Cooper? I mean, like it's hard to envision Buffalo winning by double digits with potentially all three of those guys not being a factor. But look, this defense has still been very good. Mahomes has not been great. I've been saying that all year. I still think you guys can win. But even in victory, I don't see a big win, and I think that's fair.
I think they can win this game 24-10. Kansas City's offense, it's got to be – the Bills can be vulnerable in this area, but it's got to be Kelce, Hopkins, short to intermediate – I don't know what else they're going to do. Like, the running back is terrible. Their running game is super inefficient. They get in the red zone and he scores touchdowns, but that's kind of what teams want to do against the Bills. And I don't know. I don't love that for Kansas City here. And as good as the other guys are, I don't know, Sam. I am guilty of this. And this is really not a homer take. I want to insist. But with the pressure that the Chiefs have felt pretty much week to week all season, and you've even got now the undefeated season possibility that people are talking about. It's not even that. It's just like how these games have been so close. They get down, and they've done all this winning, and I think maybe you go, oh, yeah, we're not here for this. Like, it's about January. They lost six games last year, right? and won anyway. So I think there could be that kind of game. The Bills have not been a fast starting team, and that would help my confidence in this particular, you know, on this particular take. But I do think Kansas City could really struggle offensively here.
Well, if that's the case, anybody driving around town right now thinking about what should I do, if you agree with Mike, what you do is you bet the Bills to win the Super Bowl at 8-1. Because if they do that, Mike, if they come out and win 24-10 and stifle Mahomes, you could kiss that 8-1 bye-bye. It will not exist. It will evaporate off the face of the earth. My big issue in the game is that Buffalo is going to try and run the ball a lot, and the Chiefs are top five against the run. That's my concern. But again, I'm not saying Chiefs win. Mm-hmm. I'm just teasing them from 2.5 to 8.5. But if you like Buffalo, guys, anybody listening right now, if you like Buffalo going into the game and you think they're going to win, bet them to win the Super Bowl, because that 8-1 goes down to 5-1 if they win.
Right. And those new to Sam, like, that's your ball game, is trying to figure out the best odds. You're not playing the MVP question for you is, yeah, well, I mean, I already have these bets placed, so I'm not doing anything with these guys right now, right? And, like, here with the Super Bowl bet is the same kind of thinking, which is, you know, get the most for your dollar, which, you know, of course, is great.
How do you feel about Pittsburgh and Baltimore? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Sam.
No, I'm just trying to find a good number all the time. Like, I'm doing less gambling and more betting than ever before.
Ooh, I like how that sounds.
Wow, I like how that sounds, too. Pittsburgh and Baltimore is the other big AFC game of the week anyway. I don't know, maybe just the second biggest game in the league overall. What do you think there?
I did take Steelers +3, even money, no juice, thank you. I love the even money bets. You know, this defense is I would argue the Steelers are as good on defense as the Ravens are on offense. Think about that for a second. Pow, there goes your brain. But also, Baltimore's defense, low-key, kind of sucks. And, you know, all Pittsburgh does at home is keep these games close. They're able to move the ball at a serviceable level. They can throw it down the field. They have weapons. They've got Pickens and Mike Williams. And I don't think this Baltimore defense is all that great. I took 3. Tomlin's awesome as a home dog. And I can tell you this. I talked to a guy in Vegas about 20 minutes ago. He said 9 of every 10 bets in this game are on Baltimore. Our sharpest players are on the Steelers. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to win, but I like to be on that side more times than not.
How about the total? How about a Raven-Steeler game having a higher total than Bills-Chiefs?
Did you see it moved up like 4 points? It opened 44.5, and now it's 48.5.
Wow.
Yeah, it will never be me betting over 48.5 when I saw it open 44.5. Right. That's insane. But the Ravens, they only have one under this year. They're 8-1 to the over.
Pretty good. Before you go, Sam, you're excited about tomorrow night, I think. Tonight.
Tonight's the big, huge fight. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. All the six-figure bets that I've heard are on Jake Paul. The most popular bet, Mike Tyson knockout round one. That's the number one public bet. It is what it is. I can't wait to watch it. And I hate to do this to your producer, Zach. I had Texas last week. I'm on Arkansas tomorrow, plus the points, plus the 13. Look out, Horns. You better be ready for this tomorrow.
Ooh, I had Texas last week. Did you say that on the air? I didn't know it if you did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I convinced Bulldog that we're going to lay the 21.5, and they just...
Oh, did you think... Did you assume I had heard that? That's why I picked Texas?
No, you texted me, I think it had... Oh, no, I don't know when you sent me that. Anyway...
Saturday morning?
I knew Sam had mentioned it, so when I got the text from you, I knew it, but I didn't think, like, oh, Mike was listening or something.
Sam, I don't know your age. Have you ever seen a Mike Tyson fight?
I'm 30. How old am I? 35. I remember him at the very end in the 90s. I mean, the end of the strong run. So I do have to laugh. I've seen a lot of montages and video reels this week, like him training in the hallway and then him knocking some guy out in 1985. And I'm like, why is that in the montage? But I do remember the tail end. I remember when he bit Holyfield's ear. I do remember that.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, obviously people are wagering on this. Is it being treated like a real sporting event? Like what are we doing here exactly?
So this fight has 10 times more betting handle than the UFC main event tomorrow. Think about that. 10 times more action on Jake Paul and Mike Tyson than on John Jones and Stipe, which is tomorrow night at the Garden. I think Paul wins. I don't even like Jake Paul, but MGM's letting you lay 200. You could parlay that with a couple things. Moneyline parlays, Jake Paul with this, Jake Paul with that. I don't like it, but I think it's going to happen.
Jake Paul with the Sabres tomorrow in Philadelphia. What do you think?
It feels like not even a half step away from really betting on wrestling to me.
Well,
I don't know.
It always has been boxing. It always has been pretty close. You know, adjacent, we say, to wrestling. Okay. Sam, good luck this week.
You guys too. Good luck, everybody. Thanks. Right.
Sam Paniatovich, BetQL Daily, co-host with Joe Ostrowski, who joins us on Thursdays. BetQL Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Back to Bills Chiefs as we continue here on Football Friday, including a spot with Matt Verderam of SI.com coming up in less than about 15 minutes or so, I guess. I don't have to be too specific. Sal coming up today as well. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.